Welcome to the Lightly Salted Podcast. These are the readings and sermons of St. John's Lutheran Church of Park Rapids, Minnesota. They are offered so that the Word of God would shape and strengthen you to be what He calls you to be, salt and light. You can find us at stjohnspr.org. Now, on to the Word. Our Old Testament reading for today is recorded for us in the prophet Isaiah, the 58th chapter. God's people are lamenting and complaining. They talk about having a fast to the Lord and how He doesn't hear them, it seems. But God answers their mourning, their lamenting, by telling them that the fast they are keeping is a fast for themselves. They continue to be unjust. They withhold the wages of the worker and such things. And then God tells them what His idea of the fast should be. Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of wickedness? To undo the straps of the yoke? To let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover him and not to hide yourself from your own flesh? Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and He will say, "Here I am." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our epistle reading is recorded for us in Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, the 9th chapter. Again, we're sort of in the midst of a longer section here in which Paul is encouraging the Corinthian Christians to be generous in their support of the saints in Jerusalem. The point is this: whoever spares sowingly will also reap. Sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. As it is written, He has distributed freely, He has given to the poor, His righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgivings to God. By their approval of this service, they will glorify God because of your submission that comes from your confession of the gospel of Christ and the generosity of your contribution for them and for all others, while they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God upon you. Thanks be to God for His inexpressible gift. This too is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I invite the congregation to please stand as we join in the Alleluia and verse, the bottom page 169.
The Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And Jesus said to His disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens, they neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to a span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about all the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. This is the gospel of our Lord.
To you, O Christ.
Please be seated as we join in the sermon hymn.
I'm not on.
Should I start over?
No.
Yeah.
The podcast can.
Right. Then Jesus shifts our eyes. As Jesus continues dealing with this demand, he shifts our eyes off of possessions and off of material goods so that we might take a good look at the provider. That's our text for today. And speaking of the ravens and the lilies of the field, Jesus seeks to shift or to lift the burdens of scrounging around for the bare necessities. Take that off of our shoulders and remind us that we have one who cares for the whole creation in wonderful and even beautiful ways. And that he cares for us as well. In lifting our eyes to see the provider, Jesus invites us to lay aside our anxieties and our worries. He calls us to trust the Father's provision. Now, we're going to talk a little bit more about the provision of the Father in a little bit, because these things, like food and clothing, usually don't just drop out of the sky, although they have at various times in history. But for now, we have a sort of a basic stewardship principle. God the Father, the Creator, provides for His creation and provides for us. This is one of the things. Stewardship doesn't really start with us. Stewardship starts with God. And thinking and acting like everyday stewards begins by recognizing that each and every day is filled with the gifts of creation that God generously provides. But then Jesus reminds us that there's an even greater gift that the Father has given us, the gift of the kingdom. Those beautiful words, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." What kingdom is that? You know the answer. It's the kingdom that was promised to David, the kingdom that Jesus was establishing in his ministry, the kingdom that has the cross as a throne, the kingdom that has the resurrection as its glory. The kingdom that the Father has a good pleasure of giving to us is the kingdom that he has prepared from before the foundation of the world. A kingdom that's built not on power, but a kingdom that's built on sacrificial love. A kingdom that doesn't seek to dominate, but a kingdom that seeks to serve. And to serve even with joy. Another principle of everyday stewardship is that it doesn't come from a place of fear. It comes from a place of confidence. Not only do we have a gracious God who provides for his creation, we have a gracious God who provides an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, as Peter writes in his letter. He provides not only for our earthly needs, but he has also provided for us an inheritance that cannot be taken away from us. So with this confident base of a God who provides generously both body and soul, what does living every day as a steward look like? Well, we want to work this backwards. We're going to start here with this eternal kingdom. And I'm going to remind you that right now you are practicing excellent stewardship. Stewardship extraordinaire, we can call it, because stewardship begins with what we're doing right now. It begins with being in this place. We are being good stewards of the gift that God has given to us, the gift of the kingdom, and also the gift of faith. As we hear the word proclaimed, the word that God promises is powerful to bring faith. As we receive Christ in his body and blood, as he has promised to be with us, as we sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, the gift of faith is enlivened in us, it is nourished in us, and it grows in us. And as we gather together, we are also encouraging one another, By being together, by being able to look around at the other saints, the other children of God, that is simply an encouragement to us as well. But the stewardship of the faith, the stewardship of gathering around the Word and the sacrament of God, it's not meant just for us and for our growth. The kingdom of God grows and expands as we share the good news with others. Again, we're going to talk a little bit more about this next week in our next stewardship sermon, but we are to live out the love and grace of God each and every day. In every place that we find ourselves, we are to be as gracious as God has been to us. We are to be as merciful to others as God has been to us. We are to be generous with everyone we come in contact with, sharing with them this good hope that we have, this kingdom that cannot be destroyed. And what about the material things that God provides us? Well, as I mentioned, it usually doesn't just drop out of the air and into our laps. But rather, that's the incredible working of God in things that go so far beyond each of us individually so that we can enjoy and share the blessings of creation. You know, the idea of crediting God with the things that we have, that goes against our culture. I've worked hard for everything I've gotten. And that's not necessarily a lie. There are a lot of people who work hard and have been blessed materially because of it. But we hear again from the Word of God another caution, another word of warning. It was the word God spoke to His people as they were going from the wilderness into the promised land, because God knows what's in the heart. And He warns them through Moses that as they go into the promised land and as they are filled with the good blessings that that land has for them, there's going to be a temptation to forget God. You know, the God who actually did miraculously provide manna in the wilderness. And He says, you're going to rest in your houses and you're going to have your vineyards and you're going to begin to forget the Lord your God. But don't. Don't forget that not only is the bounty of creation the work of God, the fact that we can work and produce in and of itself is a gift from God. And even as the kingdom, the gift of the kingdom is meant to be shared, so also are the gifts of creation and even the fruit of our labor. God wants us to share generously with others. That's the point Paul is making in the letter to the Corinthians, the second letter. The reading actually comes in the midst of a plea from Paul to the Corinthians to help care for the saints in Jerusalem who are being harassed, even persecuted, who are being locked out of jobs, not able to participate in the meager economy they had. Paul is reminding the Corinthians that they should share some of the wealth they have with those who don't have much at all. And he does it using different arguments throughout the letter, including the fact that the much poorer churches of Macedonia have begged him to help in this offering for the saints. They don't have that many means, but they want to share what they do have with those who have even less. And the basic line of stewardship that Paul uses in our reading is that the rich abundance of God overflows in our generosity. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, through which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. you will be enriched in every way, to be generous in every way. And one last word. It's the one on the screen. I had no idea where to work this one in, so we're coming to it at the conclusion. God loves a cheerful giver. I love doing this with our confirmands. We just studied a couple of weeks ago the third commandment, to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. And I love the verse that we have out on the sign right now. I rejoiced with those who said, let us go up to the house of the Lord. And so I tell the confirmands, you know, when your mom or dad comes into your bedroom and says it's time to get up and go for church, you just spring right out of bed and go, yes, today is the day. Great joy. I can go and hear the word of God. And yes, I know that's not the reality, but it can be. Our cheerful stewarding of our faith can be an important aspect of it. To with joy gather together to hear the word of God, to encourage one another, to help one another in their faith, to do so cheerfully. We talked about this a little bit in Tuesday morning Bible study. Why are Lutherans so glum? We have the best news of all. We have the great source of the greatest joy. And that's something that we can think about and rejoice in and live out. We have a kingdom given to us. We gather to sing songs, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in our hearts. And then going out from here, we can cheerfully share those things with our neighbors, with our coworkers, with the random people we run across every single day, joyfully, cheerfully living our lives, generously sharing the gifts that God has given to us. My favorite response that I've ever heard from somebody when I asked if they could do something is the essence of cheerfulness, I think. God has given me an opportunity to do something. Why wouldn't I? What an attitude. A stewardship attitude for everyday living. We have the promise of God for his care and provision. We have the working of God in his creation to provide for our needs, and we have the kingdom given to us. This is all about where stewardship is, the gifts of God to us and shared. Amen. May the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ, your Savior. Amen. Thanks for listening to Lightly Salted. We'd love to hear from you. You can contact us at stjohnspr.org or look for us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Our thanks to Eric Medeish at soundimage.org for Morning Dew.
God's blessings.